Things are going to start happening to me now.
You've done all the reading. You're a scholar. You're a professor. You've done all the reading. You've done the intellectual heavy lifting.
Or less, eat shit and die.
You wouldn't know a fact if it begged you all night long.
Want to, like, give the wrong impression, because I am very high.
F***ing right up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah. Care. I'm a libertarian. What I'm getting is,
did you vote for Joe Jorgensen or Trump?
Who?
Joe Jorgensen. That was the perfect answer. Thank you. That was...
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Libertarian Podcast Review. This is Tyler Yonke. It's Friday night. We're just going to do... I've got a special guest. It's a secret guest. We're going to bring her on in a little bit. Her. Yes, a female on the show. It was supposed to be going over to Rumble. I had a little problems. Maybe you guys hang on here while I fix... I don't know if I can even fix that part. Hope you're all having a good Friday night. I am. So we're going to talk about some shabusiness. It's not going to Rumble, so we got a little problem there. Okay. Let's bring on our guest. Let's bring her in. Gina, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Have you been on a podcast before?
No, I have not.
Okay. So this is troublesome already. Look, you're on this show because I don't want to say who you are or how we even know each other. I don't think that's important, but you like crime podcasts. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I should do a little bit more leading questions, so it's not just yes or no answers. Tell us what your favorite stuff to listen to podcasts are. Give us an example.
Crime Weekly. That's where I got this podcast. Just super in depth of all things crime.
All things crime. Have you thought of committing any crimes yourself?
A few times for my husband, but you know,
I didn't
carry it out. But yeah.
All right. So you're married. It's nice. Okay. I don't really know what's going on with that. Okay. So tell us about this shabusiness. That first of all, the name itself that would lead you to believe that this is like LaFonda or something. Is this a black lady?
No. So she's actually, shocked. I mean, I don't even know if she's white. I mean, her name's Taylor, but she reminds me of someone that would bully me in high school.
So your sister?
Well, no, she's white. Like maybe like she might be Mexican. I'm going the Mexican route. I'm going the Latina route.
Okay. We'll talk. So look, what caught your eye about this particular crime? Because you watch and listen to so many different ones. Why this one?
Well, it starts out with, I guess, two things going wrong. A mom who's probably my age, like probably in her 40s or 50s, hooking up with a rando and goes downstairs, hears the door slam, and finds her son's head in a bucket.
What kind of Home Depot bucket?
I don't know, honestly, what kind of bucket it was.
10-gallon bucket. We'll assume it's like Home Depot. But
yeah,
I saw a picture of it and it was black, so maybe not quite, but same idea.
Well, so she finds the head in the bucket, but then she goes upstairs to the rando that she's hooking up with, and he calls 311 instead of 911 because he thinks he's crazy.
Wait, what's 311? Is that...
That's like information, like the information police.
Because there's a Simpsons episode where someone calls into the police, and Chief Wiggum answers, and he doesn't want to answer the phone. He was kind of forced to. And he picks up the phone and he goes, "No, this is 912. And he hangs up. Is it one of those things?
No, I think it's like where you report like your neighbor for, you know, non-emergency, like doing something stupid.
Okay,
I've never called 311. I've never called 911. But
have you called 411?
Oh, is that what it is? No, I think it's 311.
That's the information, isn't it? 411.
I don't know, but they called. So he called like the local police line and said, "This girl's house I'm at She said that she just found her son's head in a bucket. So he was more, I think he was calling more in the sense of like, she's crazy.
Okay. Hey, before you go on, look, what's your name? Gina? It says Gina on the screen there. We have to cater to some of the people that like to watch this show. So Minder here, he says, what is this? Is this live? Yes, it is. David Brady said, howdy. He also said, Minder says, the fuck. And David Brady has said, is this your wife, Tyler? I don't, why would you think that? And Minder well, said he's called.
Is your wife, is your wife black? That's what I want to know.
whoa. What do you think I am here? Are you trying to take all street cred away from me? Okay, that's it. Okay, I think we're done. Okay, so back to the show. This lady is hooking up with some guy, right?
Yes.
She's what, 50 years old or so?
I don't know. Too old for that. But
okay.
So the guy calls the non-emergency police line and is like, I'm here with this chick. And she literally says her son's head's in a bucket. And then the police are like, you know, they obviously are like, this is a 911 type situation. They ask for her last name. He doesn't even know her last name. So that's why I think it's a hookup type sitch. But
right.
So then the police come and yeah, his head's in a bucket and his testicles and all of the business.
So the mom's son, she finds her son's head and testicles in a bucket. That's not, look, you do you have kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Teenagers, boys, girls, what's your situation?
I mean, I have the same kids as you do. They're our kids.
Oh, yeah. You just outed yourself.
I mean, okay. I don't know. I'm like, really? Are we going to play this game?
No. So you've got teenage kids. And look.
And young adults.
Right. Do you ever have any fear just like bursting into their room that what you might find? And by the way, that's like, you know, teenage boys. Never once have you encountered testicles in a bucket, I assume. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the worst thing was like empty lotion bottles. But I never really thought anything
empty.
Worse than that.
are they little? Are they the little travel style? Or are they
like the big Costco? You know this, man. It was the big Costco ones. So bad. It's like the worst time of my life.
Okay. David said, you don't know any podcast etiquette. Cut her some slack. No way. This lady watches, listens to more podcasts than I do. Okay. That's pretty much what she does on a daily basis. Planning out how to murder someone in her life. By the way, Gina, if you ever kill me and get caught, you haven't been paying attention to your shows. What's the most likely scenario for a crime podcast?
Wait, you asking me that?
Yeah. Who else is
in
here?
In our situation?
No, not ours. I went on from there. What's the most likely crime podcast situation when they have a crime and someone's been murdered?
It's always an affair. It's always like an affair and then shit goes bad.
Right.
But not in this situation. Not in this situation. Let's get back to shibusiness, man.
We will. Hey,
there was no affair there.
Ease up. Shabusiness. I titled this one Shabusiness up front, Shaparty in the back. Right. Minder wants to know, what's your favorite podcast?
Crime Weekly.
Okay. Crime Weekly. Is that the
I'm
one?
I'm sorry. The Libertarian Podcast Review. No.
Yeah. You're that one person that listens. Excellent. And by the way, people, I was just on with Pete Quinones. We're going over the Leo Frank. It was, we're going to do multiple segments on that. So I just did it freeze for anybody else? Are we frozen, Gina? Are we, I don't know. Okay. Okay. So let's talk about this a little bit more. Oops. And then we'll play some, maybe some clips here of this trial stuff, which is just fascinating stuff. So the mom finds the son in a bucket, tells her hookup, hey, this guy's in the bucket. And then what's the situation from there?
When the police get there, they were asking where the son was, and she's like, well, I think he was with his girlfriend. So they go to the girlfriend's house, and I think this is on the trial stuff that we were watching, but she literally still has blood on her hands because she's been dismembering the body and like moving it out of the house all night.
Okay, so she leaves the bucket at the mom's, but takes the she's dismembering the body and taking it to her place. Is that right?
Yeah, I think she was like caught in the middle because she was trying to get all the body out. And then for some reason, that was what she left there. And they caught her in the act of moving out the body parts from her car.
Okay, so now they arrest her. They go and they this is just recently, right? In 2023?
I believe it was in July, end of July.
Okay, in Wisconsin, I believe. So they start to interrogate her. Does she ever say it? I didn't have anything to do with it, or did she cop it right away?
No. So like they go into the interrogation room, and she's literally. I mean, how graphic can we get here? Because it's pretty gross.
It's libertarian podcast review. We can you know how libertarians roll.
Okay. Well, I guess keep it PG. They were having sex, and she put a dog collar around his neck.
Okay.
And was riding him, that she said. And then she felt his heartbeat through the dog collar. And then she said she couldn't stop. So she kept hanging on to it. And it kept getting more faint. And so she literally choked him out while she was having sex with him. And they were both on meth. I don't know if you covered the meth part. But
no.
They were definitely on meth. And okay. In the trial, they said they were on some other shit too, but they meth was their super drug.
Okay. So, by the way, it's a little disturbing looking at your little dog while we're talking about this. So keep going. So, she chokes him out and then she's like, feels the guilt and she hurries and tries to get rid of the body, right?
No, she,
no.
Okay. This is where it gets worse. She like took a dildo and put it up his bum, and then because I'm English all of a sudden, and then she and then she said she snuggled with him, and then after that she decided to start dismembering the body.
Okay, that's fantastic. So what method does she do for Minder says this is too gory, he's out. Okay, sorry, this is the way
it's really gross. It's a right, really, really right. grossness.
But this is what you're losing how it here, Minder, is we're going to play some of the court. So, and by the way, let me just, I'll do this right now. I'm going to spoil it because if you guys think you want to leave, this is the kind of stuff you are giving up. This is the kind of, there's not much volume for this.
Hey, maybe he was upset because I said bum.
Right, watch. This is court. This is her attorney. Never had that happen to me. And then some old white guy jumps on top of her.
And this is off of meth. Rachel,
call. Yeah. Yes. Oh, she's got the leg moves. Now, come on. He had to have. She's breathing heavy. Crazy.
Watch breaking news.
Oh, shut up. Okay. So go. So this is the kind of stuff you're. Is that Brett Kavanaugh as a job? No, that it looked more like Alito. Okay. Anyway, Gina, keep going with the story. So she fillets him. She dismembers him, and then she cops to the whole thing. Right. I don't know where'd you leave off. I was barely paying attention.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but they found like body parts in the back of her car. Blood on her hands. Like she was guilty as guilty, and she definitely fessed up to the whole thing. Super gruesome. But I mean, they were both methed out, but then in that what we were watching, they were talking about he had a ton of drugs in the system. Or not a ton, but like, I don't know, more than I could survive.
When you're going to school, do you remember the President Reagan, Nancy Reagan, just say no to drugs. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. Were those convincing to you?
No. I mean, it wasn't. I lived in a different world than you did. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. I dabbled a bit, but I mean, I didn't do meth.
No. So. Yeah. So, I mean, just saying, this is the kind of video, this is like scared straight type of stuff, this story. Yeah. Okay. No.
Okay, let's play some clips.
Okay, let's go to it. So what if we, let me see here. Which one do you want to do? Should we do like the 10 minute kind of breakdown of different 10 shocking details revealed? Let's do that. That kind of, that
yeah, but can you explain what that mask is on her face before you play it? Because,
well, we're not going to play that. We're going to play if it comes to it. So I'll just say this. So let me ask you, first of all, when she was, you said she copped to the whole thing or whatever, but there's a trial. So she doesn't fully. They have a trial here. So she must plead innocent, or was she pleading insanity and they had to walk through this whole thing to determine that she was sane? I think that might have been the whole
issue. Yeah, I'm most, like almost positive they were going the insanity route.
Okay.
Because so she fessed up to the whole crime in the police department. So she had they had a full confession. So I think that this trial was like more based on how many years she was going to get in prison.
Gotcha. So Minder left. He said I believe it's me. I'm out for real this time. I'm sorry we drove you away, but this is the kind of this is how my wife and I bond is with gruesome details. Okay.
I'm super disappointed that this the first podcast I'm on and we've already lost a listener.
Yeah, that's about 50%.
This might be the last time I'm on.
Well, we can hope. Okay, so let's just play some of this. Let me know if you can.
There was a game ahead.
Can you hear that okay?
There was genitalia.
Yeah.
In the bucket. Okay. Let me stop you there. What do you mean genitalia? What I would recognize is a penis and testicles.
Gruesome testimony pulls back the curtain in the trial of Wisconsin versus Taylor Shevisnik, the woman accused of murdering and dismembering her lover. From finding a decapitated head and penis in a bucket to catching the defendant with blood all over her hands. Witnesses did not hold back any chilling details on day two of testimony.
Ms. Shabizis had blood on her hands when she was arrested. So
you got blood on your hands. Okay, yeah, we're gonna have to.
The skin, soft tissues, and muscle had been removed from the bone so that it was largely stripped down to the bone itself. One thing I particularly noticed was for a serrated bread knife, that the sharp pointed part of the knife were virtually ground down. Dulled, if you will.
Where we have complete decapitation. In other words, it's going completely through the neck and the head is separate from the remainder of the body.
With day two came a closer look at the defendant's arrest. Jurors were shown never before seen body camera video of the incident.
Hi, Taylor, how's it going? Officer Russell with the Green Bay Police Department.
25-year-old Taylor Shabizness was arrested on February.
Okay, so Gina, she looks a little crazy, right? I mean, she has some, she's not ugly in that picture, but she's got a little bit of crazy eyes, right?
Yeah, I told you. She's like the like one of the chicks that used to bully me in high school. Literally. I mean, I don't know if she grew up in San Jose, but if she did.
Okay. Well, did you know anybody that with the last name Shabizness?
Maybe. I don't know. That's the vibe I get from her. She's like that bitchy, like vado-y girl.
Vado-y. Okay. Let's keep going. Interrupt if you need to on any of this. Okay. Oh, by the way. So, It seems kind of crazy to go through this trial. And I mean, for her attorney, you know, I'm an attorney, as obviously. But I mean, I don't know if you have any comments on this or if your podcast talked about this at all, the difficulty of trying to walk through this, which is, I mean, what do you do as an attorney? I guess you're just trying to show that she was blitzed out of her mind. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I guess that is fast forward, right? Because they bring her grandparents in and they try and make her seem like they try and make her seem human, but they can't even do that because that's how messed up she is.
That was in the sentencing. So once they've determined, okay, she's sane and that game lost. Now you need to go into the side of, oh, she's a sweet person, which is kind of opposite of what you just probably tried to do in court. Okay, let's get going.
All I know is we need to see her with the spit mask on.
Okay.
23rd, 2022. Investigators in Green Bay, Wisconsin, say she strangled her lover, 24-year-old Shad Therion, the day prior. After that, they say she dismembered his body and sexually assaulted his remains. Police were called in the early morning hours of February 23rd, when Therion's mother discovered his severed head in a bucket in her basement.
You looked in the bucket, obviously.
I did.
Did you move the contents of the bucket?
No.
Okay. Jeez. There were horrible
items in the bucket later on that you found out about, correct?
So I have a question.
Green Bay Police Department Detective Philip Scanlon returned.
So do you think the guy that was staying over at the mom's house that night stuck around? or do you think that was a one night kind of thing?
Yeah, he's like, you know, we had a good time. The Italian food was good. I didn't really like the head in the bucket. That was the problem.
I want to know if he came back. That I guess that's going to be the final question I'm going to have with all this.
You know, it depends on how. I mean, look, he's like, I appreciate that you're freaky. I'm glad you're not that freaky, though. I don't know. She would have to be really amazing to come back. I mean,
she's not. No one with the last name Shabusiness is having that happen.
No, you're talking about the mom, right?
I am. But the mom's name has to be Shabusiness because the dad.
No,
the dad's name wasn't Shabusiness.
No. You're the one that's telling me the story. It's the Shad or whatever his name, his mom was the one there, right?
With the Shabit. No, but the dad ends up on that trial that we saw in his, because he's incarcerated and his last name was not Shabusiness.
I totally understand. I'm just saying the mom that was hooking up is not Shabusiness's mom. It's the son's mom.
Oh, good point. Okay. You got me there.
It's embarrassing.
And for a second day, describing the chilling discovery of Therion's remains.
What other items were in the bucket? There was remains, two different specific types of remains that I observed.
Okay.
There was a human head. There was genitalia in the bucket.
Let me stop you there. What do you mean genitalia?
What I would recognize as a penis and testicles.
And were they laying underneath the head?
They were visible after the head was removed, yes.
What else did you see?
I observed a black Miracle 3 kitchen
knife. I mean, what's he writing down?
Was removed. A kitchen knife. I observed a yellow.
I hate my job.
Pocket knife.
I hate my client.
Description of the pocket knife with a yellow handle.
I've literally done this before in you're there and it's everything's bad. Your client's bad. The whole situation is bad. And you're trying to take notes. And at some point I remember even writing something along the lines of this is horrible. This is just, anyway.
There was head of a razor, like a shaving razor blade, a nail, a Jolly Rancher. And there was a flesh.
Yeah, I'm Jolly Rancher.
Described as a flesh material.
Blood in the bucket as well.
There's blood in the bucket, yes.
Prosecutors also called Deputy Medical Examiner Dr. Vincent Tranquita to the stand, who described the multiple locations where Therion's remains were recovered.
Doctor, I believe you mentioned essentially in the room the four main containers where human remains were located. Is that consistent with your recollection?
That is correct, within that room, yes.
Okay. So we've got the bucket, the blue bag on top of the dresser, the pink and gray bag on the floor, and then the tote. Are those the four locations where human remains were located in the room?
Jeez. That is correct. As I go through a room and evaluate the room.
I must say, Gina, I'm not as interested in some of this forensic stuff because we already know the result.
I'm looking for signs of biological material which may tell me where a body part may be located. I'm also looking for evidence that may have contributed to the death. In other words, instruments, objects, weapons, evidence of drug paraphernalia.
Can you pause for a sec?
A body may be concealed.
I think by this, I think they're showing, I mean, okay. The fact that she had his body parts, she had his body parts all over the place. Did we talk about the back of the car?
They'll get to that.
That's coming. But yeah, I think that they're trying to like highlight the fact that she mutilated him so bad and just had his body parts all over the place. And that's, I don't know, that probably from a prosecutor's point is like really horrible to handle a body that way.
Right.
Shows like her craziness.
Let's figure this out. David, can you, which audio, the YouTube, mine or Gina's or all of it? Kind of give me an answer on some of that. It might be the YouTube because I did turn this thing down because it seemed really loud to me, but we can always crank that up. Okay. Let's get back to it. Any other questions or comments? YouTube. No. Okay. I cranked the YouTube up. Here we go.
Or there might be evidence of movement of a body from one location to another.
Tranquita noted several pieces of Therion's dismembered body were missing from the basement.
I'm trying to recover as much of the individual as possible to try to ascertain that as much evidence as can be gained has been collected.
As you were going through the room, did you note that it was possible you did not have the entire body present in that room?
Yes, I did.
Did you note specifically what was missing?
By the way, I think it's just Tyler. I don't know what that is. Gina, I wonder if going through this with the trying to say that she is not the prosecutor is trying to show that she's sane, right? And you can say, oh, look, she's dismembering. But part of that dismemberment isn't just because she's crazy. It's to try to conceal the body in a different place, showing sanity. What say you?
Yeah, no. I mean, she had literally blood on her hands when the cops came. She was doing this all night with her methed out.
So you think she's crazy?
Not crazy enough to, like, get out of jail. No, I think she was high. And okay, here's the thing. She's not high right now. And look at her face. She crazy.
I know. But I think the jury just said, you know what? We don't want you to be insane. So we're giving you sanity.
Yeah. I don't see her as crazy. I mean, I see her as crazy.
The waist to about the knee. I believe that I was missing as well. I was also missing the left thigh and left leg.
Those missing body parts were later recovered in a Chrysler minivan registered to Scott Tomes, who was living with Shabusiness at the time of her arrest.
The name.
Who else is in the apartment? Be straight up.
Tomes.
Who else? Just Tomes? Is he armed?
Body camera video shows officers approach the minivan in the early morning hours of February 23rd. A crock pot box can be seen in the back seat, where some of Therion's remains would later be discovered.
Okay, can you pause here for a sec?
Yeah.
One, she has them in a crock pot box. Like, that's weird. Is she, like, going to cook it? So or two, is she, like, going to try and use it in the carpooling?
hey.
That's weird. That's weird, man. Like, why you put it in a crock pot box?
No, I look, what else do you have? Imagine this guy. He's like, whoa, you just wanted to borrow my car. I didn't know you were going to put a corpse in there. Gina, quick question. We'll do some spot questions here. Best food to cook in a crock pot. Go.
I would say a whole chicken.
Okay. Not a head. Okay. Let's keep going.
Hey, I believe we recovered the right femur or leg bone of the thigh of the decedent. We also recovered a portion of left thigh, and we also recovered a portion of left leg from about the level of the knee to the ankle.
And then, doctor, was there anything noteworthy about the parts that you recovered from the van?
When they were recovered from the van, they were placed in a crock pot box. There was evidence of skeletal trauma, including sawing, chop injuries, start and stop injuries of the bone, consistent with dismemberment.
Probably makes a good bone broth.
Anything else about the the amount of flesh that remained on those?
The crock pot box or the bones?
The crock pot.
Oh. Specifically, the right femur had been defleshed. In other words, the skin, soft tissues, and muscle had been removed from the bone so that it was largely stripped down to the bone itself.
Tranquita testified Therion's body was dismembered, with his head completely cut off and parts of his body unfleshed.
Where we have complete decapitation, in other words, it's going completely through the neck and the head is separate from the remainder of the body. There are also a number of sharp force injuries above and below the level of decapitation, consistent with multiple cuts attempted as the person.
Gina, have you been to Wisconsin?
No.
This is in Wisconsin. Do you think this is typical?
What kind of question is that?
Well, because there's been three big trials out of there recently. There's a Rittenhouse, and that one was somewhat, whatever. And then there's the guy, Daryl Brooks, that ran over people in a parade, and then he said he was a sovereign citizen, and that was a crazy trial. Now we've got this this lady, so I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like there's still, Wisconsin's still ahead of Florida.
I don't know. It feels like Florida, though.
Yeah, it's a little crazy town, but I don't know.
David said he lived 5 minutes from Wisconsin. He doesn't live there anymore. Okay. He's in Florida. He's a Florida man now.
The back has been largely flayed and defleshed. In other words, the skin of the back has been removed. Also, the muscles of the back have been removed so that we have exposed rib cage. And I believe that this is post-mortem mutilation because there is no hemorrhage associated with these injuries. In other words, I have very significant, I have multiple sharp force trauma with multiple stab wounds, multiple punctures, multiple
glitching
of the skin, deep cuts within the muscles and tendons and soft tissue, deep cuts within the bone. But all of these cuts are non-hemorrhagic. In other words, there's no blood or bleeding associated with it.
These are consistent with. Hey, if I'm quiet for a minute, I'm going to go eat some ribs. I'll be back in a few.
No, you're not.
Your word.
Mutilation. In other words, there's no circulation going on.
Scanlon previously described his findings at the crime scene, testifying multiple knives were recovered, some that were severely ground down.
One of the knives in the Jimmy Choo bag, it appears to be a bread knife out of the kitchen block.
Were you able to make any specific observations about that knife?
I mean, the obvious observation was the red tissue and staining on the handle and on the blade. One thing I particularly noticed was for a serrated bread knife, that the sharp pointed part of the knife were virtually ground down, dulled, if you will.
Okay. So that is a knife that was serrated, is that correct?
Yes.
And what do you mean by ground down?
I mean, with a bread knife, you know, it's a large serrated knife to cut bread. And it's the point ends are shallowed, more flattened, dulled.
But prior to any dismemberment, Tranquita says Therion was strangled to death.
This is a great deal of force. We're not talking about simply injuries to the superficial structures, for example, the skin. I have injuries to the very thick muscles on the sides of the neck. I have injuries to the soft tissues beneath this. I have injuries to all the soft tissues surrounding the neck, and also have hemorrhage on the soft tissue on the anterior aspect of the cervical spine. This is hemorrhage deep through multiple layers of the neck, consistent with a great deal of force being applied and a great deal of injury. I had numerous petite...
I'm going to skip forward after this guy and just get to the police guy here. Ready? Go.
In addition, Tranquita found Therion was COVID positive at the time of his death.
Holy
at
shit.
The scene,
We didn't hear, you didn't mention that. Why didn't you talk about
it? I'm actually appalled. I didn't know COVID was even a part of this. That should be the news story.
Right. Oops. We just disappeared from the screen. What? Yeah. That should be the problem. You know, she was positive or he was positive, because we always said, remember, if you don't get vaccinated, or wear a mask, you're wearing it so you don't kill someone else, kill grandma. So maybe that's how she killed him.
But if she was vaccinated, maybe, I don't know, maybe the head wouldn't be in the bucket. I mean, this is the thing.
Yeah, it could be true. Okay, let's keep going here.
We performed the examination as I previously described. In addition, because this occurred during the time of the pandemic, we also did a nasopharyngeal swab to determine if the deceased was COVID positive, and he was.
I wonder if the data was died with COVID or died of COVID on this one.
I'm going died of COVID.
Right.
Also heard firsthand accounts from Green Bay police officers who took Shabusiness into custody after Therion's remains were first found.
She appeared to be in shock or very surprised to see us. I equate it to a deer in the headlights kind of look, or a child caught with their hand in the cookie jar. Miss Shabusiness had blood on her hands when she was arrested. So
what's the equivalent? Not cookie jar, because it's more like, I don't know,
I feel like you dated girls like this in the past.
What do you mean in the past?
I feel like you know that look.
Yeah, never promise crazy a baby. That's idea one. And yeah.
We knew at that point that there was, she was obviously involved in the incident, in the homicide. So
body camera video shows officers discover bloody footprints just moments before Shabusiness is taken into custody.
Is this blood? Does this look like blood to you? Or am I just tripping? Bloody footprint? You see this right here?
Dude, is this Scooby-Doo?
Could possibly be blood.
Right. It's Wisconsin.
Hey, who did that?
Hi,
Taylor. How's it going? Officer Russell with the Green Bay Police Department. Just make sure you got nothing on you here. Taylor, you have a warrant for your arrest. Put your hand back with
you. Anybody else in your apartment?
You got
blood on your hands.
No, on your hands. Okay, yeah, we're going to have to.
What apartment?
I had Officer Kenny assist me with taking photographs of what looked like smeared blood on her hands and on her clothing. I also had her remove the sweatshirt that had what appeared to be blood on it, as well as her socks and her shoes.
Mid-body camera video, Shabusiness appears to be smiling while speaking with officers.
Nobody's armed?
Nobody's armed.
You sure?
Shabusiness was also caught on camera smiling in the courtroom on Tuesday after Brown County District Attorney Dave Lassay argued the merit of a graphic autopsy photo showing Therion's decapitated head. Shabusiness can be seen laughing at the judge's ruling.
This photograph, it does depict the crime victim's face, at autopsy. And the state believes the photograph, while it does depict his face, and I understand it is arguably prejudicial, it is highly relevant because it demonstrates the indicia of strangulation, which is ultimately the doctor's determination as to the cause of his death, and can describe why he believes that the strangulation occurred prior to his death, and it actually shows a small portion of the remainder of his body, which demonstrates different coloration. So it's a highly relevant photograph.
Well, those can be helpful. They can. So I understand that argument. The doctor could just simply describe everything, but the question is this going to be helpful to the jury?
Law and Crime Network also caught Shabusiness on camera, appearing to point finger guns at Judge Thomas Walsh before jurors.
What do you think of that, Gina? Finger guns.
I already told you I'm scared of her right off the bat because she reminds me of some bitch in high school. So, I'm not liking the finger guns.
That's what they call a level 2 look-alike firearm.
Okay, what's a level 1 look-alike firearm?
Well, actually, a level 2, that's a level 1. Level 2 is actually a paper gun. I'm not making that up. That's
paper gun.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay, I believe you.
I'm surprised. I mean, look, the judge here, I don't know if he saw that. They could have reported that to him, and then she could have been in contempt or really. But what are you going to do? You didn't watch the Daryl Brooks trial, but this guy was. Oh, go ahead.
She's rushed her attorney. We saw twice.
Yeah.
I mean, you showed one of them. And then they had her in a spit mask where I was like, what is that? Like, where it was almost like she was a beekeeper because she was spitting on people. So she's a problem, man. Like, and then they're trying to, and then her defense is trying to plead insanity. I mean, I guess she is insane, but no, I just think she's like I think she's a nasty bully. I don't know. I hope she gets.
So my point is you're correct. But what the prosecution wants to do and the judge, they're like, this chick is completely guilty. We don't want a mistrial. So they're trying to, you know, like the finger guns type of thing. The judge will probably be like, look, I could reprimand you for that, but we're not going to do anything because I don't want any kind of appealable problems or issues that you can go back on. And the prosecution is probably the same way. So, but her defense attorney getting attacked, not once, but we saw the one time, but he also got attacked when she wasn't in the orange jumpsuit. So we're almost done with this.
We're brought into the courtroom. In the second half of day 2, jurors heard from additional first responders who spoke with Shabusiness immediately after her arrest. They also heard from expert witnesses about DNA analysis. As the trial continues, stay with Law and Crime Network for complete gavel-to-gavel coverage. Reporting for Law and Crime Network, I'm Sierra Gillespie.
Okay, Sierra. There was another one here I wanted to see. We'll just show her in the beekeeper.
I want to see her in her little, in her beekeeper mask, because...
Yeah. I'm trying to find a picture of that here.
Because that's telling, man. If she's spitting on her attorney and she's spitting on people, like, oh, there's her dad.
There's her dad. Her dad comes and testifies, and he's in the jump. He's in jail as well. I don't know why. Let me see if I could find the first one where she attacks.
So stupid. When we saw this the first time, I'm like, why would you wear an orange shirt?
An emotional.
And then.
Right. So I'm just going to try to flip through
here
to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to watch anymore.
No.
I was going to see if I could find the time where she attacked her.
But just show that beat. Show her beat face, man, because that's telling. I mean, we all know she's crazy. What the heck? It's like a granny panties on her face.
Right. Maybe that's what it is. She's like the sniff thing. So, who knows?
No, but you looked it up. They said, didn't you look it up? And they said it was like a spit thing.
It's called a spit mask. And the reason that they usually do it is when people try to, the prisoners or defendants, try to spit on the court personnel or the officers there. So they keep them from doing that. I almost wonder if her attorney wanted to do that so that you can see this. There's a sentencing phase. How about we just put this over your face? You're such a dummy. We don't need to see you smiling and whatnot. Look, JC here is a great friend of the show and many of the podcast. He wants to know, oh my God, what happened to Andy? Gina, do you have any answers for that?
We killed him, and
we're on a podcast here. It's being recorded. Know. You did?
That's your question.
Okay, what happened to Andy? Do you know?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I know that you and Andy are good friends, and he's a good dude, but.
Okay, I think JC was saying, hey, look, this looks like Andy. What's happening? He's changed to Gina.
Does it sound like Andy? Because that would be a bigger problem.
Sometimes, yes. You know what's interesting? You have a picture there. This is a female. You have a picture of a bitch. This is.
I'm thinking he was saying more like, what happened to Andy? Like, I want you to do this with Andy and not her.
Maybe
that's
so.
That's what was happening there.
All right. How about we end this thing? She gets sentenced to life in prison. I don't think they have the death penalty in Wisconsin, sadly. Life in prison. So there you go. I don't know if she have any appeals. But are you done with that podcast now?
Me? No. I'm going to follow this shit. I'm going to follow this shit to the dying day because that's what I do.
What other ones?
That's my shit business.
Okay. Brian Kohlberger, you followed that one as well. What are other great ones on the horizons that you've been... Scamanda, you're a big one on Scamanda, right?
Oh, Scamanda, Scamanda's good. I was a big fan of that. But I mean, yeah, anything scandalicious, I follow. So,
quick 1 minute blurb on what Scamanda is, if it's worth listening to, and then you and I we can go hang out together in the same house rather than on the internet in the same house.
Oh, you want me to say it?
Yeah, tell me real quick the 1 minute breakdown of Scamanda. Should people watch it, or listen to it, and what is it? And give us a breakdown of what it is.
Scamanda is a crazy ass bitch who fakes cancer and like embezzles money from like people in the church and all this stuff, and like even like destroys her own family. She's probably the smartest, amazingest person. She's super cute, but she's a horrible, evil person. I don't know if that was a good trailer for it, but that's all I got on the spot.
Yeah, so she's just your typical lady woman out there, and they did a podcast
about
it. She's
not typical, man. She's cute. She's
oh, okay.
She's cute, man. I actually had a female crush on Scamanda, but her name's Amanda Riley, Bay Area. Super cute girl.
Did you give any money to her?
No, I don't give money to people, but except for all the homeless people on the corners, but that's another story. Okay. But no, Scamanda was awesome. It's a good listen. Definitely a good binge listen.
All right. Well, I think the only way to go out on this one, Gina, is with the nice little Little River Band song here to commemorate your first time on the podcast. Appreciate you coming on, talking about your favorite stuff, death in gory, gory details. Hope everyone has a good Friday night. Do you want anybody following you on any kind of social media? Do you just want to say fuck off? And
yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and let's bring Andy back.
Yeah, I'm all for bringing Andy back too, but you know, he gets kind of wussified. I don't know what's going on with him.
Maybe the three of us will do a crime one someday.
Hmm. So we can interview him from jail. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, everybody. Have a good Friday night. Once again, check out the Pete Quinones Show. I'm doing the Leo Frank stuff. We did one episode. He pre-released it. It'll be out on Monday, though. And we're going deep on this one. Really good stuff. So have a good weekend, everybody.
Okay, I'm leaving now. Bye, guys.
But she's back.
And now.
Chick-fil-A is completely overrated. It's not that good. I prefer Zaxby's. I prefer Popeye's.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep plucking that chicken.
Should I vote for Dick Cheney on the Libertarian Party? Do I have an obligation to vote for Dick Cheney?
I would say so.
Yes.
Well, did it work for those people?
No, it never does. I mean, these people somehow delude themselves into thinking it might, but it might work for us.
That one dude was like, not a podcast. I can't find it anywhere. They don't have video.
Oh, yeah, Peter Janky. Yeah.
I blocked him.
I'll do it. If he unblocks me, I'll...
He'll buy your shirt if you unblock him, Bert.
He's a wigger.
Yeah, nothing cooler than a 49-year-old wigger. Like,
I just started live streaming. Cut me some slack. I'm pretty high-tech for a boomer. But anyways...
Boomer.